Welcome to At the Bedside, driven by curiosity, informed by evidence, and rooted in nursing practice. I'm Christiana Facey Crowther, and I am a registered nurse. Here at the bedside, I aim to have conversations that explore diverse perspectives on patient care. In this, the first episode of the first season, I'll share a bit about me and how I have come to find myself hosting this podcast. I am an acute care nurse, and I work with adult inpatients in an academic hospital, part of a system of hospitals in downtown Toronto, Canada. I work predominantly in general surgery, mostly oncology, but also inflammatory bowel disease, some gyne, urology, a little bit of ortho, and some general medicine. There's always general medicine. I work on the ward and also in a surgical step-down unit. I grew up in Thunder Bay, a small city on the north shore of Lake Superior. So rivers, lakes, boreal forest, we spent a lot of time outside in all seasons, lots of skiing, lots of winter. I feel very lucky to have had that childhood, so much freedom and time in nature. But as I grew older, I felt drawn to the energy, the diversity, and sense of possibility that comes with a big city. So I came to the University of Toronto and did a degree in ecology. And then I spent some years kind of finding myself. I did some ecology field work, which was really fun, but discovered that I am not a research scientist. It's too solitary. I next worked in vineyards and wineries. Fascinating. Lots of really nice perks. But I am not a farmer. Too slow. I moved to Taipei. Amazing city, and taught English there. Discovered what it's like to be totally illiterate, like can't even sound something out. But I was not a school teacher either. That's a lot of kids. Somewhere along the way, it occurred to me that I might be a nurse. So I returned to Toronto, did a Bachelor of Science in Nursing at Ryerson University, and really found my place. I like thinking about, reading about, talking about, and providing patient care. I love my colleagues. I like the pace. I like the challenge. I like the stories that patients tell. The work is not always easy, and certainly I don't love every shift, but it's good work, and I like doing it. But it was that early ecology training and time spent in nature that really has informed how I see the world as layers of complex and interconnected systems, where when a part changes, the whole changes, and often in unpredictable ways. And that is a learning that is reinforced every single shift. Because complexity is so much a part of the work we do. And with the vastness and accelerating growth of medical knowledge, the variety of technologies we use and interact with, the multiple health challenges that people are living with all at the same time, the kinds of interventions we're doing, migration, the climate, complexity is here, and in my opinion, it is only going to increase. And how do we keep up with that? Because nobody has any excess time or attention. We have families, we have jobs, we try to stay healthy, to have a life. Well, not the surgeons, but the rest of us. Sleep. I hear some people like to do that. I have two young kids. The time, attention, energy, budget for professional development is lacking. And yet, there is room for improvement in my practice. Lots in your practice, in all of our practices, certainly in our collective practice. So I would think about these kinds of things, as one does, as I was nursing my baby on my couch, and I started listening to podcasts just to kind of keep my brain alive. It's the ultimate medium for multitaskers. Free, available, on demand, in your pocket. And I found some really good ones about healthcare, but they were almost all from the perspective of physicians. And I have learned some really valuable stuff, but I was also finding myself irritated by the invisibility of the work of nurses within all of these hours of content. Like an hour and a half on restraints and you mention nursing twice? On what planet are you practicing medicine? Finally, my husband, who's a musician, pointed and gestured to all of his recording equipment and suggested that instead of muttering like a lunatic, I just make the podcast I'd like to hear. And so I reacted like any experienced nurse when presented with a quality improvement plan to increase your workload. No, I don't have time for that. Like, you don't get it. And so continued muttering with emotion-focused coping. Thank you very much. Plus, like, who am I? But it kind of did get me thinking. We, nurses, we spend a lot of time with patients and families. Our physical bodies are the instruments to assess, plan, suggest, or directly order and provide a lot of the care. Certainly, the vast majority globally. We coordinate, we educate, we arrange, we manage the physical environment, we facilitate communication. We have intimate knowledge of the system, and we have the trained, educated minds to assess things all day. And yet, our voices to represent our knowledge, our perspectives, are not always a part of the discussions about healthcare and its provision. So maybe here, in this digital audio space, as in so many other areas where healthcare is being provided or discussed, we need the nurses. The perspective of the nurses. And I mean, I do have all this audio equipment lying around, and I work in a pretty good place. I have access to the literature and a librarian to help me sort through it. I work with amazing colleagues, researchers, clinicians, administrators, patients. I'm sure they have lots of incredibly valuable things to teach me, to teach everybody. Lots of trained, skilled educators. It's all here and it's all around us. But how do we find that knowledge? Spread it so that we can better care for patients and families and share the knowledge with patients and families. Maybe digital audio can help with the sharing part, like a podcast. Maybe it could be fun, interesting. Because it all comes down to time, really. Nobody has time or budget to arrange or even attend an in-service. I can never go to those. Who's going to do my work? So I kept thinking about it. Maybe a podcast. Maybe it could be fun. And the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario has a fellowship program where you can apply for that most rare and elusive of things in healthcare, protected time. So I applied and I got it. And then I realized, oh, I have so much work to do. And through all of this, I'm trying to think more deeply about my own work, trying to make a habit of forming questions, to ask more, to listen more, to acknowledge what I don't know, and then try to figure that out. Because I don't think that's a position that comes very comfortably in the healthcare organization. Vulnerability, admitting when we don't know something, asking for clarification or help, or really looking at errors together in our own workplaces to try to sort out what's mine to own and what belongs to the collective. Because I, like everyone, am just doing my best given the circumstances. And in healthcare, we talk a lot about best practice, best evidence, best outcomes. And for some patients, what's best is obvious. But for many others, it's not. And it's those cases where care that is patient-centered, individualized, flexible, evidence-informed, collaborative, all the words we like to talk about, that's where those are necessary. But there are real challenges to doing that. Those are skills, and they need training, development, and support. So in order to get there, we need to have thoughtful discussion, inclusive discussion, to recognize and protect what is working and to think about how we might imagine changing what's not. So that's my vision facilitating an inclusive discussion centered around the care at the bedside or in a chair or wherever your patient may be. My patients are generally in bed. To share knowledge across traditional boundaries between disciplines, including patients and families, to explore some of these topics that are, to me, most relevant to healthcare today. And since I'm the host, lots will be inspired by my own practice in acute care, which is where a lot of nurses are, but others, like, how should we be thinking about teaching? How to approach someone to start educating them? Why is healthcare so sharply gendered? How are we thinking about IV hydration and its risks and benefits in 2020? How should we approach pain management today, given the current context? And so many other topics are kind of important for so many of us. I've been working on this project now for 6 months and have some content ready to share and more to develop in the future. I'm looking at how to evaluate the content so that it does try to help meet the needs of practicing clinicians, and that will come, so stay tuned for that. This represents a big leap for me. I feel so grateful for the valuable time of the very busy and very wise people who have so far collaborated with me. To the nurses I work with every day for sharing their insights and knowledge and honest feedback. The process of making the content so far has been like transformative for my own practice. Perhaps it will be helpful to others. Our voices are small things, and in future episodes, I promise you will hear much less of mine, but this is what I have to offer. The perspective of a nurse exploring with others what it means to do our best given the circumstances, to help people when they need us, and to ensure that help stays available into the future for all of us. So thank you for joining me at the bedside. I hope that it might be helpful. And if you like what you hear here, if you're interested, you can check out the website at thebedside.ca, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, share on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and rate or comment. Come on, you're in healthcare. If you don't document, you didn't do it. Click that button. It is what we do all day. Let's get more of the nursing perspective into these algorithms.